Yeah, not for the first time. The main trunk main for the Eddy Flodden Dam has burst in Buncrana, and that impacted thousands of people the whole way through Fawn and Chaelan, Burntfoot, Bridgend, Sarsnead and Cunningham over to Drumhaggard near Muff. So for most of yesterday, people were without water, and people are understandably very, very angry about it. Businesses had to close. People are preparing for the weekend, couldn't do so. Sick people, elderly people, people with additional needs were extremely put out of this, and it's compounded by the frequency of this. And with a private contractor came in and worked to get that pipe going, and look, the staff on the ground do incredible work in very, very difficult circumstances to get us back as soon as possible. But they're fighting with one arm behind their back, because years of government and Irish Water underinvestment in our infrastructure means that these bursts are happening so frequently. So, look, Irish Water management needs to step up. Government needs to step up and invest in South Inishowen's water infrastructure, because people cannot tolerate this anymore. It wouldn't help them happen anywhere else in Ireland, and people are asking, why Inishowen?
And you also expressed your frustration that about major plans to invest in extending the water main from the Eddy Fullerton Dam as far as Letterkenny. And you say it's an insult to the people of Inishowen, while, you know, their infrastructure continues to fail.
Absolutely. I would have no problem in that main being extended to Letterkenny if we had a decent infrastructure here in Inishowen, but it's an insult, it's salt in the wound when we continue to make these great plans to extend a water supply from Inishowen through Inishowen and to Letterkenny while our infrastructure bursts so frequently. So the priority should be to invest here first before doing anything else and extending it elsewhere. Look, Eddy Fullerton's a hero of mine. It was his vision to get the dam and the reservoir in the Illies, and he'd be turning his grave to think that the water will be going elsewhere where the people of Inishowen so frequently go without. So, look, I'll be making that clear to Irish Water Management again, that the priority has to be the areas that are impacted so frequently, and then do the plans after, because this is absolutely not acceptable at this point.
And you're urging people to, register a complaint with Irish Water if they have, you know, frustrations, because it impacts a lot of people every time it happens. So you're letting people know that there's a way to vent that frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage everybody, any of the thousands of people who've been impacted over the last day, to email operations@water.ie, share your story, tell Irish Water Management how badly this impacts on your life. Look, us in political office will continue to raise it, but if we can get hundreds of, or maybe thousands of complaints, if we can keep banging that door, banging that table, then I would hope that they will eventually sit up, listen to the people of Inishowen, and invest the long overdue investment in our water infrastructure that we need.